Lord, will you speak because your servants are listening? Amen. I perhaps made a presumption there that you were listening to me as I speak, but I hope you're all listening. We've got this story this morning of the Transfiguration, and it really struck me that the last time I preached at 9:30, I think, at St. Mary's, I preached a sermon where Jesus said, God said almost exactly the same words to Jesus as he's saying today. God says to Jesus at his baptism, "This is my son, with whom I am well pleased." That voice of affirmation that Jesus heard at his baptism. But then today, we have a new bit coming on. We have that new little bit at the end which says, "Listen to him. Listen to him." How good are you at listening? What did you hear during the first hymn? Guy asked you if you heard anything during the first hymn. Was anyone listening to what you might have heard? You got any ideas? Trombone. Guy heard a trombone. Well done, Michael. Very good. I heard the organ. And I heard the piano as well. Both perfectly in time and in tune. And what else did you hear? Pardon? Singing? Yep. You heard the trombone as well? And the trumpets? Great. I actually heard my tummy rumbling, which made me realise I haven't had breakfast this morning. So I must rectify that after the service. I don't know how good you are at listening. I've got a couple of little stories this morning. So you're driving a bus, and somebody gets on at the first stop called Peter, and James gets on with him as well, and Mary. And then Mary gets off at the second stop, and then Veronica gets on. Didn't know that, did you, Veronica? And then James carries on the bus, and then they get to the end, and everyone gets off. Who was driving the bus? Peter, you think. Who's driving a bus? There's somebody clever over this side. The first thing I said was, "You are driving a bus." And Peter gets on. You are driving the bus. How good are you at listening? There was a plane coming out of Zurich Airport, and there were some Swiss people on there, and there were actually some Germans on there as well, and there was a few British people on there. And they flew over all round France. They took a detour over Britain, don't know why, must have been air traffic control problems. Then they flew over the Alps, and the plane crashed. Where did they bury the survivors? You can't bury survivors, correct, otherwise there'd be a problem. How good are you at listening? I wonder whether there was anyone here who got both of those things straight away. Now, listening is different to hearing. Listening is different to hearing. You have to concentrate hard to listen to someone. We hear things the whole time. There's noise going on the whole time. I'd like this side of the church to make some noise. So have a conversation with your friends. Pretend you're answering your phone. Go. Make a noise. So I want to speak to you about the things that I need to speak to you about today. And I need you to listen really carefully. So, okay, and stop. And now I want this side to make a noise. Pretend you're answering your phone and chat. And I want to speak to you about all the things that I need to do in the thing. Okay, and stop. Can you see that there was so much noise going on? I was speaking to you quite quietly over here. You couldn't hear a word that I was saying. And the same thing over here. This is what it's like in the world. There is so much noise going on the whole time around us. It's like standing somewhere with a whole load of people just talking and making a noise the whole time. It's very hard to tune in amongst all of that and listen to what God's saying to us. There's a line of a song which says, "Drown out life's noise with the praises of his name." Praise God to drown out the noise. Sometimes when we come into God's presence, we need to sing praises. Jesus is Lord. Jesus, we love you. Glory to our King. And we start to find that life's noise fades away. We drown out life's noise with the praise of God. And it says also in the Bible that that God's voice spoke to people. Wasn't in the fire, wasn't in the wind, wasn't in the earthquake. It's in the whisper. It's in the whisper. Listening to a whisper amongst all that noise. can be quite difficult. As we come into Lent, we have a bit more time, actually, to read our Bibles. We can make a conscious effort to listen to song words, to listen to what's going on, and try a bit more carefully to listen to God. Now, I need some volunteers, some young people, children maybe. Do you want to come out again, guys? Because you are very good at doing the actions. And I'm going to play a little game with you. If anyone else wants to come and join in, if you're sitting around the side, if you're somebody who wants to join in the game, then that'd be good. Just make a line down the middle for me, if you wouldn't mind. Yep, just a line, that'd be great. Hello. Marvellous. Okay, anyone can play. If you're a bit nervous, you can bring your parents and just join the end of the line. Okay, I'm going to whisper something to you, and I want you to whisper it down, and we'll see. That's great. Well done, Benedict. How you come? Fabulous. Okay, here we go. Okay, let's see what we get. This is a real exercise in trust for me, actually. It's breaking down. Can't repeat it. Come on, keep going. Yep, repeat exactly what you heard. We've got a very little person at the end. This could be interesting. Shall I come down? Hello, are you coming to play? Shall we see what we hear at the end? Okay. Benedict, what do you want to whisper to us what you heard?
There's so much.
Okay. Do you want to tell us what... This is the Lord's whispers conclusions. This is the Lord's whispers conclusions. I actually said, Jesus is Lord, creation's voice proclaims it. Okay, do you just want to sit there for a minute and we might do another one in just a minute? Are you okay to sit on the floor for a minute? Yeah, great. We have to listen really carefully because we can easily hear what we want to hear, or something that isn't, you know, that's just obvious to us, or something that won't be very challenging. I think we have to listen really carefully to what Jesus might be saying to us, because we can make all sorts of things up if we want to. And actually, we have to listen really carefully to one another as well. We're listening for ourselves. Actually, as a church community, we should be listening for one another. There will be times in your life where you find it really hard to hear what God is saying to you. It may be that you've never really felt like you've heard what God is saying to you. But we should be listening for one another and helping each other to hear and reading the Bible together and praying together. Cross generation, cross life stages, we can all hear from God and we can all help each other. And we can tell each other clearly what we think God might be saying. So we listen for ourselves, and we listen for one another so we can encourage one another and bless one another, help each other to be healed, inspire one another. If we don't talk about what Jesus is saying amongst one another, what are we doing? We're a family, and God wants to speak to us. And if we're listening, we can share it with one another. Why would you not want to share it? Jesus is speaking. Why would you not want to share it? So we listen because we need to hear. We listen because other people need to hear, and we also listen because the world needs to hear. There are plenty of people who will never have the opportunity to hear Jesus speak unless we speak his words to them. How can we speak Jesus' words into other people's lives if we're not listening ourselves, if we're not talking amongst ourselves about what Jesus might be saying to the people around us? Jesus, what is your word for the people that I work with? What is your word for my family? What is your word for the person that I see on the street each day? That's why we need to listen, because we're commanded to, because we're obedient, yes. But because we need to hear, and we need to hear for other people. Let's do one more. Okay, stand up again. Should we go from the other end? Let's go from the other end. Okay, this is going to be fun, boys. Okay, so let's say, praise the Lord. Okay, can you tell them? Can you go together? You okay? Do it together.
What was it at the end?
What was it at the end? You can't say. Praise the Lord, all you peoples. So praise the Lord, all you peoples. Go on then, do it together. That's it. Okay. Good luck, Carmella. Okay, this is looking more promising. Carmella. Yes, praise the Lord, all you peoples. Good job. Okay, so thank you very much. We give them a clap. Now have a seat. Thank you very much. I think that one was a little bit simpler, actually. I think, yes. I think, you know, God doesn't say complicated things to us the whole time. He's not trying to give us great big tomes. He just wants to speak into our lives. We just need to listen. We just need to listen for one another and have time together. We need to drown out life's noise with praise of his name. We need to come together and praise together. And that Lent, I think, is a time that we can do that. We can get rid of some of the stuff that stops us from listening. Listening isn't just a passive thing. It's an active thing as well. It's about being together. It's about doing things together and listening in all areas of our life. So I'd like to ask you this morning, if you would ask God to speak to you, for the things that you need help with, to speak to you for your brothers and sisters in Christ. Maybe God has something to say through you to somebody else here this morning. And to speak to you for the world, for the people that you see each day. I asked you at the beginning, how good are you at listening? It's something we need to practice. And if you can't hear, pray with someone. Read the Bible with someone. If you can't think of anyone, come and pray with me. Come and pray with Guy. We want to help you to listen. And actually, you might hear something that's for us. Recently, a lot of people have prayed with me. And, you know, I should be praying with them because I'm the priest. But frankly, other people have had things they've heard for me. So I would love to pray with you because God may give me something to say to you, but he may give you something to say to me that will be a blessing too. So come and pray. Pray with those that you know and ask God to speak to you. Last thing I wanted to say is that God is looking for an army, not an audience. You can sit and you can listen, but God is looking for an army, not an audience. We don't sit here this morning just to be an audience and maybe God might say something. He's looking for people to go out and be an army in the world. And that's also what we need to do. Amen.